You know, recommendations can be great. Maybe someone recommended this podcast, and here you are. But home projects are different. If a podcast isn't your thing, you lose a few minutes. If you hire your cousin's neighbor to mount your TV, you might end up with a lopsided screen and wall damage. Maybe I know a guy just isn't enough for your home. That's why Thumbtack works. It matches you with top-rated local pros with photos, reviews, and credentials all in one place. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
At California Closets, we design for the little things. Take this moment of a parent walking across their toy-filled living room for a glass of water. And now, the California Closets version of that moment. Family room and home storage solutions by designers who get you. California Closets. More room for what matters.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Fascinating new information about how the governor of Minnesota is trying to shape his legacy. It happens with every major elected official. It's drive time. Governor Tim Walz, his legacy is blank. 651-461-9226. I know that for many, his legacy will be fraud. But I know that is a little bit of recency bias. And when you think back at these two terms of Governor Tim Walz, you have COVID, you have Democratic trifecta, you have a lot that you can choose from and a lot that the administration can choose from as to what they want to highlight. This comes against the backdrop of the executive order earlier this week to ban copper nickel mining. Lois Olson is with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline because in the Daily Agenda, a morning take newsletter at thedailyagenda.com, Lois wrote about some pretty interesting stuff on how the Walz administration is trying to shape their legacy. Blois, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Jason.
What stood out to you about this particular effort from the Walz administration to try to tell their own story?
Well, I mean, I had a source share with me a document, 2-page document. You can find it at thedailyagenda.com, where staff in the governor's office is instructing state employees that if they want to support the governor's legacy, they should write letters to the editor or commentaries in support of the governor's signature programs and items. And I think that is, on its surface, not that far out there. However, he just did this executive order on mining, which, by the way, he could have done at any point in the last 7 years, but he's choosing to do it now. It's slightly inconsistent with his view that the process should take hold and there shouldn't be somebody putting their thumb on the scale on these environmental review projects. And just this idea that, you know, every governor thinks about a legacy. And as I think about governors, and I'm just going to take Dayton as the quick example, but Pawlenty before him, they had clear ideas of what became their legacy, but they emerged. Dayton had an intentional legacy decision that he made about water and investment in Minnesota's water and infrastructure around water. And he held a water summit in the waning months of his administration,
right,
and Minnesota's value water. And so that was I want to say that we've invested in clean water and in water infrastructure for Minnesota, and that's what I want to be remembered for, period, end of story. But it wasn't a memo inside that said, oh, by the way, here, write a letter to the editor and say good things about the governor so that the legacy is there. And I think part of that is this administration, but it's also part of it is the culture of politics these days.
Yeah, we're a different world, right? You have to aggressively get out there, because the truth is Republicans have been very effective at defining the Walz administration legacy in one word: fraud. It's all fraud all the time. And you can argue about the degree of fraud. I think we've heard $9 billion. I mean, there are all sorts of numbers. The actual number, will we ever know? I don't know. But the impact of fraud on shaping, frankly, the fact that he's not in the race right now, to me, it's hard to top that as far as the most significant thing. What will be the most enduring thing? That perhaps that's a different question, right?
Well, and it's not like the governor doesn't have things to point to. And I've heard this before. He said some of it in his State of the State. In fact, I did a search on governor legacy in a few different places, including my inbox. And that was the most telling, is that from January, when he announced he wasn't running, to his State of the State, to now, there's been multiple conversations in the last 8 months about what is his legacy. What's it going to be? I will just throw this one out here, because I know that it is something you've talked about on the show, and that is free school lunch, breakfast and lunch for our kids. Okay. If that's the thing that Governor Walz is remembered for, that's a legacy that's not going to be highly controversial. Okay.
Right.
But again, if you are trying to figure out what your legacy is, it's more a reflection of you don't get a lot. So pick something and continue to own it. And they don't seem to be able to do that, which is really, I think, reflective of the last 7+ years.
Do you think, Blois, that that is a reflection of the fact that Tim Walz does not have a single passion, you could latch on and say, my focus is going to be growwing jobs or growwing business, or maybe it is hunger, feeding school kids, or maybe it's education. This administration, because it's sort of been crisis after crisis, right? You had COVID early, you had George Floyd, you had then the ongoing fraud. I mean, it's been a lot of, and I don't know if that's just the nature of the way things, and then immigration, the way that things sort of rolled out in this state, or if it is the nature of politics today that it is from one crisis to the next.
So I want to go back. I want to peel back one more layer, because I actually think this is something I've said for the last few years here. I think it's why we're having this conversation today, is that Tim Walz's style and personality, and what I say is his lack of executive instinct, is the reason fiscal mismanagement / fraud, George Floyd, COVID, are as divisive as they are. If he was a buck stops here, I'm going to take this. It's the handling of those issues that is the most frustrating thing, I think, to Minnesotans. And so I look at that and say, fraud could be an issue. But we are 4 years since Feeding Our Future came to light.
Yeah. Yeah. It's before the last election we were talking about it.
And we are still not convinced the problem has been solved, i.e. stories earlier this week about the immigrant of the year, as named by the Walz administration, being charged with fraud.
Right. Yeah.
4 years. If this would have been done 2 years ago, we would have moved on. It's the handling of it that clouds in a big way. In fact, Jason, it clouds it in the word of the day. His legacy is murky.
It's very good. Blois Olson, thank you. You can subscribe to Blois's newsletters at thedailyagenda.com, but now it's your turn. A lot of different points Blois made there. Where are you on this? What is the legacy of Governor Tim Walz? It's got to be something. What are you going to take from 8 years of Walz? 651-461-9226. I'll share what I think. Dan, maybe you'll have his thoughts. All of it when we come back.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
I don't think the Walz legacy is going to be fraud. I don't. I do think the ongoing legacy will be massive spending and some of these social services programs that are going to be pretty hard to undo. I think Blois nailed it with the free school lunch. I think the free school lunch will be part of Minnesota. It's something when I was in Chicago, when Tim Walz was running for vice president, a cashier at a grocery store was asking me about Tim Walz and asked about the free lunch. I thought that was pretty interesting. That's the sort of thing that most people look at. And I know it's become a political hot potato, and there are different ways that it could have been done. Maybe instead of making it for everyone, I probably would have means tested breakfast and given everybody lunch. But my thesis on this has always been, if you were to design today from scratch a system that required people to show up for public education, you would not require kids to pack a lunch. It's just crazy. You would not require it that way. I think you look at the family leave. If that survives, family leave, paid family leave, I think that's going to be pretty good. Now, we'll see if the numbers work out, if we can make it work. But those are two programs that have a massive impact on people's lives. And I suspect that will be the legacy. So many texts coming in. So let's go at 651-461-9226. I'm a twice Walz voter. I think his legacy will be running for VP and having failed. Maybe. Maybe. He blew $18 billion with the help of the trifecta, gave us peanuts back. That's a legacy of his. Walz destroyed Minnesota education. Come on. I mean, obviously the Walz haters are having a field day. Will forever be fraud and watching Minneapolis burn for 3 days. And he did nothing. I think the legacy of the state slow response will be part of his legacy. I also would throw out for consideration that the fact that we had some of the largest protests in the history of this state with zero fatalities should also be part of the legacy. So I know people wanted quicker intervention. I think it was a tactical error to allow the police precinct in Minneapolis to be taken over by protesters. But you know what? We'd be having a real different conversation if somebody got killed in a battle to try to save that police building. So I do think that some nuance is required in that, because I wouldn't, would any of you guys have guessed that no one would die in all of those protests? How fiery they were, how tense it was. I think that's part of the legacy too. Dan?
I love that you want to have a nuanced conversation about this, because I think that's missing terribly in our political discussions. I'm just not sure we as a society are capable of that anymore.
Yeah, maybe with the lens of history, but who knows?
Maybe,
yeah.
But that's where I wonder if there even is a quote-unquote the legacy with the governor anymore.
Is that even possible?
We're so partisan, we're so polarized, we're so siloed that one group's going to have fraud is, you know, that's their whole legacy when it comes to Tim. And another group's going to see social programs and they're going to see other things. And I don't know that there's room for those to come together anymore. I think we've sort of put up our barbed wire and nary the, you know, the two shall meet. I just know that we, you know, when I think of the governor at this point, the first thing that comes to mind is a lack of accountability on several. And that covers not only the fraud situation, the fact that nobody was ever fired.
Yeah.
Nobody was ever, I mean, there's never any, okay, we're going to clean this up and here's what I'm doing to do
what
it.
What a mistake.
Just
right?
enormous mistake on his part. And then you can even go back to, you know, with the commenters talking about Minneapolis and his lack of action there. And then when the question gets asked, why did it take 3 days to get the National Guard here? He just pointed at Jacob Fry and said, well, the mayor had to ask me and he didn't ask me.
Which is also documents proved that the effort to throw Jacob Fry under the bus there was just wrong, because the documents indicated how much Jacob Fry was trying to get there.
And even if it was true, and you're right, the documents show that it wasn't, even if that was true, that's the world's worst answer to that question.
Right. You didn't fill out the paperwork,
you didn't ask me, and so I can't do anything. You're the governor of the state, and the biggest city in your state is under siege, and you literally don't lift a finger because you have to wait for the mayor to come to you? Come on. It's just disappointment and lack of accountability. Yeah. That, to me, is his legacy.
Texture from the other side, say the relentless attacks on walls are ridiculous. There's no other state official that's been faced with the kind of challenges he had to face. It's unprecedented if you read the list. COVID, George Floyd, a president attacking him, etc.
So we don't get to criticize what any of
them. No, it's just saying that's part of the legacy, too. And I think that's
certainly
true.
Something to be accounted for, but
I think that's part of the legacy that this period in our state's history. Now, every governor has something massive, right? The 35W bridge collapse was a massive part of Tim Pawlenty's legacy, and how that was dealt with, I think, was very positive for the state officials in that time. I voted twice for Walz and have liked him. I'm an independent. I believe he went off the rails when he ran for vice president. His persona changed completely. I didn't care for it. After he lost, he came back to Minnesota with his head still intoxicated with national attention. He lost his interest in our state. It's pretty interesting. COVID will be my remembrance, says another texter. Walz's legacy is how big of a dork he was on the VP campaign trail. I thought he was fine on the VP campaign trail. If he won, all you losers who are like, tampon Tim, give me a break. He lost, and so you get to take your wax. Like, I have been very critical of Governor Walz picking fights with President Trump, because that's a national play. It doesn't do jack to help our state. And I think I mean, I hate to be proven right in this case, Dan, because I would rather have the state be doing great. But I do think that's part of it. Jason, worst governor in Minnesota history. I'm a moderate. When I work with anyone from out of state, the first thing they ask is to see the Leering Center in George Floyd Square. I would just say, like, it's important to consider, like, who are you exposing yourself to, right? Like, if you're a business leader, exposing yourself to other business leaders who watch Fox News, yeah, they're asking about the Leering Center. So I don't know about that. Walls, what comes to my mind is what I believe skillful handling of the pandemic. It is interesting. In the early days of the pandemic, I thought the governor did a tremendous job. I think overall, I would give him a B minus or a C plus for pandemic. Yeah, you could. Now you can say, like, oh, we shouldn't have shut all that stuff down. Nope. Yeah, totally agree. But I thought the way they were handling it was decent. Texter says, just for all the Walls haters, the Republican Party needs to take responsibility for not running electable candidates. State's going to crap and they're focused on abortion. It's an excellent point. It's an excellent point. The base of the Republican Party is obsessed with abortion. Still, I think a lot of the party is obsessed with that issue, such the point that there's a group of people who they don't want to support Michelle Tafoya because she's pro-choice. There are bigger issues to deal with in this state, in my view. Great participation. Appreciate all the texts. I regularly communicate with people from all over the world. Minnesota is a laughingstock. I just would say, if you truly believe that everyone around the world thinks that Minnesota is either a laughingstock or Minnesota is a paragon of justice for the response to immigration, both of those views, you need to talk to more people. You're just talking to people who think like you, who watch the same media as you, who get the same algorithm. Part of what we try to do is hopefully cross over some of that stuff so you can realize there's a broad spectrum of how people think about our state. And I hate to break it to you, most people don't think about our state at all. I'm sorry. Is it Milwaukee? Is it Minneapolis? I don't know. Let's break. Where's my money? That's what I want to talk about in just a minute. It's not a political conversation. It's a corporate conversation. Where's my money? Because companies are getting money left and right, and I'm not getting squat. The tariff refund situation. How mad are you about that? 651-461-9226. Drive Time back in a minute.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boosts, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boost, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. MLB trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, ba-da-bum, bum, bum, bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
I sort of feel screwed by this Target deal. Target got a big refund check for tariffs. And I don't believe that I'm going to see the benefit of any of this. Do you? So Target yesterday reported that they collected $1 billion with a B dollar tariff refund, $1 billion. And this goes to the whole farce of our economy, of tariffs, of all of this, where it just, if you are like me and you feel like the system is rigged against you, you feel like this, right? We all feel like this. The system is rigged against us. The president of the United States imposes tariffs, says, well, Americans aren't going to pay these tariffs. It's going to be the foreign countries. And of course, what happens is Target pays the tariff to import stuff. They raise their prices. You and I pay the higher price. And now that the Supreme Court threw out the tariff, Target gets $1 billion back. They get to have a nice day at the office and talk about their wonderful earnings. You know, good job. Good job, Target. You doubled your profit. Well, yeah, I'd double my profit too if somebody sent me a $1 billion check. It's not just Target. Apple, for example. But remember, Apple just raised all of the prices on all of their laptops, that cheap laptop that they introduced, that they're like, oh, this is going to be the $599 laptop to compete with like the Chromebook or $490, whatever. Oh, that had to go up $100. You know why? Tariffs. Oh, the tariffs, tariffs. Tariffs are rough. Big old tariff coming at you. Apple has received $2.2 billion so far in tariff refunds. Did you get any of that back?
Still waiting. Watching that bank account like a hawk. It should be dropping in there any time now.
The system's rigged against us. And it's frustrating. And I understand the technical part of this is very difficult for a company to navigate, right? If you're Target, how do you track through everybody's purchases, what everybody paid, and how are you supposed to pass that along in an equitable manner? I don't know, but Target does have enough data collection that they seem to know when people are pregnant before they know that they're pregnant based on the products they're buying. So could we figure it out? I don't know. But don't you feel hosed by this? Nike is another company that the government has reimbursed. FedEx has been reimbursed. So far, we have almost $10 billion in refunds this past quarter. Now, Target said that they are committed to cutting prices. And that's how they're going to give us
and
our
I'm committed
money.
To winning $1 million. Which one of those things is going to happen first?
So I do believe Target will cut prices. I do believe that they're going to be more aggressive, especially looking at how many families out there, how many of you guys feel squeezed right now? Do I think they're going to start selling products below their cost? No. Do I think they're going to lose money by way of passing this $1 billion back to you or me? No. Do I blame Target for this? I don't know. 1 to 10, how much blame do you give to Target? 651-461-9226. I'm about a 2 or 3. Like, I'm not really mad at Target. I'm mad at the whole thing, which we knew was stupid from the beginning. We knew it, right? We knew that we were going to be paying these tariffs in the form of higher pricing. We knew that the president was sort of pushing the legal authority of his to enact these tariffs without having Congress be a part of it. And in the end, we got screwed. We paid higher prices for almost everything. There was no policy success. The idea of like, oh, well, these tariffs are going to lead to more American jobs. Well, they didn't last long enough to find out if they would have or they wouldn't have. Texters say if they can track me while shopping and adjust the prices accordingly, they can figure out how to return the tariffs money. Now, Costco has said it will return U.S. tariff refunds to its members in some form. That's like me telling my wife that I will pick up my dirty underwear off the bedroom floor in some form. In some form, I'm going to take care of that problem. In some form, I will put away the dishes. We got screwed in this deal. I'm just telling you. Now, a texter says, my Trump-loving friends don't care. They will gladly pay the extra gas prices, the extra tariffs, because they believe in Donald Trump. They don't care about the tariffs because they believe in Donald Trump. And one of our biggest Trump supporters in the YouTube comments right now is saying it was the Supreme Court that screwed us on the tariff ruling. I would just argue that this was utterly foreseeable from the beginning, that the Supreme Court was going to throw out what the president did. But the president doesn't care. And you can say it's out of the deal. We ended up with a better deal. Is there? What's the better deal? Who won in the tariff situation? It's who always wins in this country. Corporate America won. If you are rich and you have a bunch of stock, maybe you're going to win. But regular people who are just trying to go to the store to buy stuff, to put food on their table, get school supplies for their kids, they are screwed. What else is new? Texters say, I'll be curious what Target's CEO bonus will look like for 2026 now that they've received $1 billion back. I mean, again, I don't know what the CEO could have done about it. You had to pay the tariff. You logically filed a lawsuit. I wish there were some more significant approach to try to get us the money back, the people who spent the money and paid those bills. Now, long term, if a company like Target, which is fighting to survive in an Amazon world and survive against a newly revitalized Walmart, if the tariff money gives them a little cushion to kind of refocus on their stores and do a higher quality job, keeping the shelves stocked and keeping the merchandise intriguing and interesting, ultimately, I'll be happy with that. That's good for our community. That's good for our economy. That's good for all of us. It's good for property values. But it's hard to take the long view right now when you feel like, man, these guys are, everybody's having a steak dinner celebrating their earnings with that $1 billion check they got from the government, and we get nothing. And you just are left like, does anyone even care? We care. I care. Cook, you care.
Mostly. Totally half-baked idea just off the top of my head, but if you're Target, do you do some sort of rebate program, some sort of refund deal where you say, hey, if you come to our stores and you spend X amount of dollars, it's 10% off, it's 20% off, X, Y amount of dollars, Z amount of dollars, 30% off, and we're just going to use this refund money from the tariffs.
We get $1 billion.
We're going to use that to knock, you know, so A, you try to get people back in your stores, which is something they're still working on.
Yeah.
Although it appears people are starting to go back to Target. So that draws
they're
people
doing
in your stores.
They're doing a better job. I think they're
and
doing
you don't
a better job.
Crush your own bottom line as Target because you're using the refund, the tariff refund money to fund this.
Now, they probably, you know, of the tariff money they spent, some of that, like some of it, it's suppliers. Like it's not, we didn't pay $1 billion higher prices, right? Like they probably took some price increases where they thought they could. I understand the complexity of it. I'm just venting. And it is a reminder that when someone tells you that the tariff doesn't impact us, it does. Let's break. In a minute, National Radio Day. You are not going to believe what we got today to celebrate National Radio Day. It's fabulous. Celebrate with us when we come back. Dan, happy Radio Day to you. Happy National Radio Day.
Happy National Radio Day to you, Jason, and to all of our listeners who enjoy radio.
I read something today that Gen Zers, some new listening data indicates Gen Zers are more engaged in live radio than like millennials and Gen Xers were. There's some desire for the anonymous ability to listen where no one's tracking your data and that sort of thing.
And that does track because we've seen a lot of stories about Gen Z and their desire for authenticity.
It's kind of cool. Do we need a Gen Z co-host on this thing?
You mean additionally to us, not replacing one of us? Don't give them any ideas, man.
I wouldn't mind that.
We got a Gen Z movie correspondent, right? Yeah, right? So some more Gen Z voices. Great, I'm all for that. In addition.
Yeah, if that's you, if you're a listener, you're a Gen Zer, you got a bet, you want to be a part of the show, let us know.
Send us an email. Come see us at the fair. We'll work it out.
I heard Chad talking about people's favorite radio shows. Do you have a favorite, like, whether
like all time
growing up or...
I have great memories. Like, I mean, I've grown up, you know, not to be biased, but I mean, listening to this radio station.
Sure.
Memories of driving around with my dad, listening to Cannon, especially Point of Law. Of course, my dad being a cop, you know, was always interested in that sort of thing. And so, we'd love listening to that stuff.
I love Mishki. Like, I remember when he was on KSTP, I would be working at night as a reporter, and I'd turn on Mishki, and he was late night here for a bit, too, right?
Yeah.
Love Mishki. That guy, just his storytelling was so good.
Yes, excellent.
But I grew up in suburban Chicago. Talk radio is what I listened to, and news radio. WBBM in Chicago, just boring news wheel. But, you know, I'm this news junkie.
That fits.
And WGN in
Chicago. You mentioned heading to the break, what we got, what we received.
Oh, yeah, right, because we're a part of radio. It's National Radio Day. The company wanted to celebrate us. And today I got an email.
Yeah, I did too.
That said, did it say congratulations? What did the email actually say? But we were awarded. Well, first it said you've been recognized. So the email said you've been recognized. And I had a moment where it was like, hey, that's pretty freaking cool. You've been recognized. Which of my coworkers like nominated me for something? It's just the company gave me 20 Odyssey rewards. Dan used his rewards for a beautiful big dumb cup, one of those giant Stanley mugs. So I'm saving. Now I'm up to 20. Continental Time and Time Check 358.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.